The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead, and on the third day, repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple, blessing God. This is the good news, the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Jesus, who had already died and was buried and rose to new life, is now with the disciples one final time. He blesses them, and then he is carried up into heaven. And Luke tells us that the disciples returned to Jerusalem with great joy. Now, I suspect some of us might not have been so joyful, but might in fact have reached up to grab Jesus's foot and begged him not to leave. But maybe the disciples had a sense that Jesus is not abandoning the world. Jesus is preparing them and us for how God will continue working in the world now. So, three reflections that stood out for me in this passage. One, we yearn for our heavenly home because we struggle in this broken world. Jesus goes to prepare a place, but tells the disciples to wait here on earth. We know how this life on earth often clouds our hope and fosters despair. The grief we carry, loneliness, anxiety, disappointment, suffering and injustice, wars and divisions that rage on, the entirety of human brokenness. Our souls feel heavy, worn down. We're ready for the Father's house with the mansion with the many rooms prepared for us, but we live here in a suffering world. Sometimes we seek temporary relief through distractions that we know don't fulfill us. St. Augustine captured our sense of yearning when he said, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you." Now, in our yearning, we find comfort and sustaining grace as we consider that when Jesus ascended, he was not escaping our human condition and abandoning us to fend for ourselves. No, he was going ahead of us, preparing the way, bringing human flesh into heaven itself. Through Jesus, our broken human world is connected to God in heaven. Jesus brought human flesh to heaven. The second reflection, we now have the Holy Spirit to empower our life of service in the world. Jesus doesn't pull us out of the world. No, Jesus sends us back, empowered by God's Holy Spirit to serve the world. We like to frame it as God's work, our hands. That is ascension theology. Christ's reign comes alive through spirit-filled people serving their neighbors, meals shared, children taught, prayers offered, acts of forgiveness, comforting visits, working for justice, changing the world through moments of grace. The Holy Spirit continually nudges us, the church, outward into the world that God loves. After Jesus ascended, the disciples returned to Jerusalem not to escape the world, but to engage it. The Spirit does not remove us from the world's brokenness. The Spirit sends us into the world with courage and compassion and hope. In a few minutes, we'll gather at this table of grace to share again in Jesus and his human body broken and shed for us. And through God's holy meal, we are filled with the Holy Spirit to carry Jesus' love into the world. A third reflection today: God also yearns. We know about humanity longing for God, but the Bible shows us that God longs for us and for all of creation. God yearns to be with us. The ascension reveals something remarkable. God chooses to partner with us in relationship and entrusts us with God's mission for healing and justice and reconciliation. God's kingdom, the new creation, is unfolding here, now. God is on the loose because God the Holy Spirit entrusts us as co-creators and co-workers in the kingdom for the restoration of the world. God yearns for everything to be made right and whole, and God uses us in the work to fulfill God's yearning. And so we yearn and we wait. But we wait actively, hopefully, prayerfully, by feeding people, by loving neighbors, by resisting despair, by building communities of mercy and belonging. We live out our yearning by engaging with a world that can oftentimes seem obsessed with exploitation and death and despair. And to that world, we boldly proclaim a counter-narrative of resurrection and new life and hope. One day, our yearning and God's yearning will know completion in the fullness of creation restored and all things gathered into the love of God. O, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let us love God, love others, serve. Amen.